Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Saita Perik Aleph Mishnah Im Amra Tmeyani. Mishi says, okay, I admit, I am Tamei. Sagt the Mishnah, Shaiveres Ksubasa. Shaiver means a receipt. She's going to have to write a receipt that she loses the rights to her Ksuba. What's a Ksuba? So in case you joined us after Masechtes Ksubas, a Ksuba is the amount that the husband has to pay his wife, should he get divorced or should he pass away. That's a document that she has. There are many other things in the ksuba. But if she was over the survey with the other person, Chazal say the husband doesn't have to pay it. Now, the Batanura explains, why can't we just take away her ksuba? She has a document that says the husband has to give her money. And if the husband passes away his estate, that means his yarshim have to give the money. So just take away the ksuba. Why does she have to write a receipt? So the Batanura explained that there were places where it was not the minhag to write a ksuba. All the wife had to do was say, look, I was divorced. Once they realized she was talking divorce, so that her husband passed away, automatically the husband or the husband's estate has to pay her. So in such a place, taking away her ksuba is not possible because she doesn't have a physical ksuba. And that's why she would have to write a shoiver. She would have to write this receipt. But if she says, Tahirani, I'm Tahar, and I have no problem drinking the water. At this point, before Hashem's name is erased, she could still change her mind. Even if she doesn't want to quite admit that she's Tomei, she could say, I don't want to drink the water. Now what's going to happen is, she's going to have to leave her husband and lose her ksuba. But before Hashem's name is erased, we don't force her to drink the water. But she says she's ready to drink the water. So Malinoi, so they take her up, L'shar HaMizrach, to the eastern gate, Sha'al Pesach Shar Nikonar, which is opposite Shar Nikner. Now, actually, we're going to take a very roundabout route. At this point, she's standing by the Lishkas Hagazis. The Lishkas Hagazis is in the Azara. It's actually half in the Azara, half out of the Azara. We have to get to Shar Nikner. Shar Nikner is the entrance into the Azara. It's not far. But instead of going straight from the Lishkas Hagazis, which is in the Azara, to Shar Nikner, which is the eastern gate to the Azara, we're going to leave the Lishkas Hagazis, and we're going to actually walk in the opposite direction. It would bring her down completely from the Harabayas. This is the Machlokes here, there's different gears, but more or less that's what it is. And then we're going to come in. But when you come in, when you start coming up, you're not by the Azara. You first have to go through the Ezras Noshim. You have to go through the eastern gate, that leads into the Ezras Noshim, walk through the whole Ezras Noshim, until now, we're standing by Shar Nikna, which is the entrance to the Azara. So instead of just a small little distance, in the Lishkas Hagazis, to Shar Nikna, we do like a ches, all the way down, to the eastern gate, and then back up, through the Ezras Noshim, to the Shar Nikna. We're hoping that this physical exertion is going to make her think, what am I doing? I can't drink the water. I'm not innocent. Because she was already standing. You may also perhaps remember who Nikner is. We've learned it in Masechtas Yuma. Nikner was a person who brought beautiful doors, copper doors, from Alexandria in Mitzrayim. In the middle there was a storm, was on a boat, and they had to throw one of the doors over. And they were about to throw the next door. He said, then throw me with it. And this happened, the storm stopped. And when they got to Eretz Yisrael, the other door came floating up. I don't have to tell you that heavy copper doors don't usually float. That's why even later, when they had enough money and they changed everything to gold, they kept the Shar Nikner because of the great Nisim that took place. So once again, Zakta Mishnah, she says to Hayreni and that she's ready to drink. Malin Oysa, they take her up, L'Shar HaMizrach, to the eastern gate, Shal Pesach Shar Nikonar, which is opposite the Shar Nikonar. So she's now by the entrance of the Ezras Noshim. And from there she's going to go straight to the entrance of the next part, which is the Shar Nikonar, the entrance into the Azara. Shasham Mashkin is the Saitas. That's where they would give the Saitas the water to drink. The reason it's there is because the Pasuk says she has to drink it Lifnei Hashem. That's where she stands. In the Shar Nikonar, which is Mamish, the opening, it's the Mizrach side coming into the Azara. If you look straight, you see the entrance to the Heichal. U'metarinas ha'yoldais. A lady that had a baby, they have to bring karbanas to become tar. They also stand. By Shah Nikner, the reason they stand there is because you have to be there by the carbon. So u'metarinas ha'yoldais, they stand over there. U'metarinas ha'metzayroim. Also a metzayro, when he's going through his process to become tahar, he's going to stand by the Shah Nikner. So we already explained in Masechtas Nazir, if you remember, many steps to a Mitzari becoming tar. But in order for him to eat kachim and to come into the Azara, he has to first bring his karbanis, the chatas, the oila, and the asham on day number 8. Tavs himself a second time. There has to be 7 days between one tefillah and the other tefillah. And the pasuk says over there, v'hemet ha-kain ha-mitayer. And so ish ha-mitayer, v'oisam lifnei Hashem pesach el-mais. You see that when the karbanis are brought, the Mitzari has to stand there by Shah Nikna. Sakta Mishnah Vayter, v'kain oiches bivigdeo, kain grabs hold of her clothes. Batanun explains, bebeis hatsavar shalahen, by the neckline. Im nikru nikru, if they're torn a little bit, and they're torn, we're not going to be chayshish for it. Im nifrimu nifrimu. As machlek is exactly what nifrimu is, but it means much more than just a rip. Achu megalas liba, until he uncovers the area of her heart. Batanun actually says, there's a machlok is what nifrimu means. For sure, nifrimu is more than kriya. Some say nifrimu means they're ripped into many pieces. Some say primus on the side, kriya is in the length. Whatever it is, Zakta Mishnah Vayter v'soyser asari, he also uncovers her hair. He unties the braids of her hair. So she looks very like not mesuder. Rabbi Yehuda says, Ema yaliba na lo he megaleyu. If she was nice, they would not uncover it. If her hair was also nice hair, they wouldn't untie it. What if she comes out innocent and the pirchikinah that are standing there, the young kehana may be affected by this?